This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian. And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation.
So George Soros would like to have you believe that he's a kind, generous benefactor who gives money to good, righteous groups and helps the children and makes sure that everyone has a voice and is safe in a democratic society. He loves everyone except those evil right-wingers. Except for one thing. That's a complete lie. And I'm going to tell you why. Soros is, in fact, one of the leading causes of global disruption on a scale like we've never seen before in a modern society. He funds countless left-wing extremist groups such as Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org that cause problems and assault peaceful people who are just trying to get their opinion out. He openly admits that he caused the revolution in Ukraine and destabilized the Middle East.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. And it played an important part in events now.
Soros is also an admitted Nazi collaborator who happily recalls the days that his town was under Nazi occupation, and he gladly helped his godfather round up the Jews and send them to prison camps.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. It created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
How can someone like this be trusted in any country? This is truly chilling, especially since this man has so much sway and power across the globe. He funded Obama's campaign, and Hillary's as well, which is why maybe he's upset, because now we have someone in office that won't listen to him. Trump didn't receive any money from Soros. Soros doesn't own him. He doesn't have any power. He doesn't have any sway. Maybe that's why he's coming out openly against Trump. Soros was not happy about Trump getting elected, okay? He spent millions of dollars funding the cackling corpses Hillary Clinton, only to see her crash and burn.
Billions, son.
Now, he's insulting Trump, calling him a Nazi, a wannabe dictator. That's especially rich coming from a known Nazi collaborator. And now that Hillary, his precious gem, the one that he thought he was finally going to get the final death blow in the U.S., has been eliminated, what can he do? This man must be stopped. Now. Use the hashtag DeportSoros on your social media, such as Facebook and Instagram, and get the word out to your friends.
All right, that is my 14-year-old son, newly minted 14, very, very proud of him. He wants to be on air. He really pushes. He reads history books. He's informed. And again, it's crazy. Both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps in Europe. Both almost died. Soros is on the ground working for Hitler. My grandfathers are in the air fighting Hitler. Then my dad fought globalism and has been involved in it. I have fought globalism, and now my son. Four generations battling George Soros. I got to hand it to him. This bastard's got some staying power.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. We're into hour number two. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We'll have open phones. I may even open the phones up the second half of this hour, but Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster, is our guest, a best-selling author, you name it, just a good friend of mine, and of course, one of the audience's favorite guests. In fact, I get more requests for Gerald Celente than probably anybody else, except for maybe Roger Stone, or I guess that's about it. Now, look, if you just joined us, The Washington Post got caught running a fake story Friday that a Vermont power company got hacked and that Russia was trying to turn the East Coast power grid off. Friday and Saturday, insane McCain came out and called for war with Russia. Now, on Friday, we just went to the local news and checked what virus it was. Homeland Security ordered everybody that worked there to scan their own private computers for any viruses. It was malware that's been around for years, the latest version of year. They think it's out of China. It has originated some from Russia, but also the U.S. But it's like malware that tracks what you do to sell marketing data. I mean, 37% of computers have similar viruses. So this is like saying somebody's got a virus on their computer at a power plant. Let's have war with Russia with no proof. So Forbes, the New York Post, even AP have to admit it's fake. Washington Post retracts story about Russian hack at Vermont utility. Forbes, fake news and how the Washington Post rewrote its story on Russian hacking of the power grid. Now, I don't tell you, oh, look, Mikhail Phelan, our writer, had this first Friday, and Drudge had to have the courage to run our story. He obviously checks our links. Drudge is bigger than the New York Times. I don't want to give Drudge credit or Mikhail Phelan credit. We need the credit. We're under attack. They passed a bill. Obama signed it 8 days ago, 9 days ago. I guess the night before Christmas, saying they're going to take over the free press, and they list us by name and say, shut off Alex Jones, and I'm Dark Heart, and all this crazy, weird crap. I mean, this is getting weird, man. They say Trump's a Russian agent. I'm allowed to tell you this. Trump says it's BS. He's blown away. Trump is counting down the days. He just wants to say, okay, Shiny, you have a 15% corporate tax lower than us. We're going to match it so the jobs come back. Corporations admit $1 trillion will come back in 1 year. Already $100 billion plus in jobs coming in next year with the Japanese and everybody else saying they're going to move here. Exuberance, stock market gains, $1 trillion, $200 billion. And Obama admits, I mean, in fact, I forgot it. It's in my dressing room. My dressing room is, I got my bathroom. There's a stack of New York Times articles I forgot to bring when I put on my sports jacket. I laid it in front of the sports jackets hanging in the closet. Yeah, in my bathroom. Thanks. I want to show this. I thought I was on a limb last week. You know, Obama's trying to sabotage Trump. He's trying to just do everything he can to hurt the economy. Thousands of pages, like something like 9,000 pages of regulations a day was what AP admitted on Thursday. And so I'm sitting here watching all this unfold. And Then they just come out in the New York Times yesterday and today and proudly say, oh, yeah, he's trying to tie Trump's hands. There it is. Obama's legacy. 2016 ends with a record-shattering regulatory rule book, Forbes. So, Gerald Celente, we're going to break here in about 6 minutes, but I wanted to get him on today. I was just thinking of him, and so I called him, and I said, will you just come on today, because the year just ended, a new year's coming. How would you brand 2016, the year of Trump, the year of nationalism, the year that MSM died? What are you most buoyant, positive about in 2017? What are you most concerned about? And then we'll also talk maybe a little bit about Supreme Court folks, because, I mean, Trump would do a big deal if he put some patriot, announced some patriot to fill the whole Scalia hole before he even gets in. But regardless, there's a lot to talk about. Gerald Celente of Trends Research, trendsresearch.com. Thanks for coming on your holiday.
Well, thank you. You know, this is very disturbing what's going on with the Obama administration and these false claims about Russia. Because, as you well know, and my work as well, people live by sound bites. This is a sound bite world. And a lot of people, they're hooked to, whether it's Facebook or Google News, it's headline news. The Fourth Estate is dead. So people are just getting, for the majority, those that aren't concerned about getting more information. So when you hear the headlines coming from places like the Washington Post, you know, it's saying that the Russians hacked the Vermont electric system, and then you read the comments, and the comments by, for instance, the governor of Vermont, Peter Shumlin, or is it Chumplin? Quote, Vermonters and all Americans should be both alarmed and outraged that one of the world's leading thugs, Vladimir Putin, has been attempting to hack our electric grid, which we rely upon to support our quality of life, economy, health, and safety. This episode should highlight the urgent need for our federal government to vigorously pursue and put an end to this sort of Russian meddling. Would this guy go to the George Goebbels School of Journalism? What a little clown of a man putting out a statement like this on information that's now, according to the Department of Homeland Security, quote, no evidence hackers infected Vermont power grid.
That's right. Let's be clear. Even DHS comes out. Now, Obama's going to order them to lie. Remember, they say the CIA is going to release this report that Russia stole the election. The CIA comes out and says it's not true. Obama then orders the political head of it, Brennan, to come out and lie. So over and over again, we know they're lying. So now they come out and say that Russia tried to turn the lights off on Christmas. That's admittedly not true. So I'd expect to hear another reversal, though, tomorrow once Obama gets political. Let me ask you this, Gerald. I mean, my gut level, also intellectually, I've never been on fire. I've never been this concerned about them really trying to stop Trump. They are panicked right now.
Well, let's go back to the news. After Trump wins, what are they going to do? They're going to have recounts, remember, in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan. So that was the news. Then they had another 2 weeks of news that they're going to go to the Electoral College. You saw these little losers, these Hollywood little flea bags, putting out these videos telling the Electoral College to vote differently. The importance of this, again, is the effect it has, because that's the news. And going back to this is pure McCarthyism. What this little lowlife of a guy, this Governor Peter Shumlin from his Democrat from Vermont. I want to read you another one. This is from Peter Welch. And by the way, these guys, when you look at their track records, these guys never worked a day in their lives, most of them. They've been playing the political game from the time.
And they're out there promoting that Russia tried to turn the lights out 2 days after it's admitted to be more made-up crap.
Here's what he says, this Welch. He said the attack shows how rampant Russian hacking, quote, is systematic, relentless, and predatory. They'll hack everywhere, even Vermont, in pursuit of opportunities to disrupt our country. We must remain vigilant, which is why I support President Obama's sanctions against Russia and its attacks on our country and what it stands for. These people should be thrown out of office. These little lying pieces of garbage putting out this kind of information and instilling hatred in the minds.
And Gerald, I totally agree. We're going to come back and lay this out, but let's be clear. They admit it was fake. They made it up. It's a lie. It's a virus on a laptop that's generally all over the world, nothing to do with Russia. DHS admits it's all fake. The Washington Post had to retract. They're coming out today still being lazy, not getting with the program that, oh, this has already been retracted. This fake news has already fallen. Again, Russia doesn't want war. Russia isn't expanding. Russia wants to work with us. They would never do something. They'd have their own airliners being blown up, and they still don't call it terror because they know Obama's behind it. So again, they have no motive to do it. It's admitted it's fake, and Democrat governors are running around still saying that Putin did it.
Yeah, it's terrible. Again, they should be thrown out of office for instilling this hatred upon the American people.
I agree. Stay there. I want to come back and read you McCain. Because McCain is calling for physical war with Russia. I mean, this is, folks, this is a giant temper tantrum. They lost an election. They lost all the governorships. And they just want to blow the world up because they lost.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm sitting here watching our corporate media that's been caught in the WikiLeaks talking about how to deceive the public, how to keep us in the dark, how to demoralize us. I mean, this is like stuff you'd read in a major war if you had enemy documents, like demoralize them. Because our media works for big multinationals that are totally cold-blooded. They're all about the bottom line. They're anti-free market. They're monopoly men. And they're so scared of Trump because I guess he just doesn't want America to sell out its greatness to create their corporate world government. But I don't have words to describe how crazy this is. But again, why do they want to shut down the independent media? Because we're bigger than them now. You add up the thousands of great websites and independent analysts, people like Gerald Celente and Matt Drudge and all the rest of the great people out there. We dwarf them. So they now want to censor us, and they're calling for that because they can't compete. Obama, 8 days ago, signed a law, 9 days ago, saying they can begin the process of shutting down the independent press. That's an establishment in its death throes. But nevertheless, for 18 days, they're still in charge, and clearly they're trying to create an atmosphere where the assassination of Trump could be sold, or the arrest of Trump claiming he's a Russian agent. They're in the Washington Post today, one day after they admit they put out a fake Russian hack story in the power plants, saying his response to the latest thing is that it's bull. He must be a Russian agent, and Putin isn't even expelling our diplomats after they said he had. Another fake story they put out. The Washington Post is the worst now. It's the leader in BS. It's now the you-know-what where the crap comes out. I mean, I'm sorry. It is the orifice. Worse than the New York Times, which is horrible. Maybe Gerald Celente disagrees with me, but this is a dangerous time. All I'm saying is pray, call Congress, call talk radio. Whatever you got to do, just make a big noise and say, listen, Soros and Obama, you start a war, buddy. We blame you. I mean, they are hysterical, Gerald. They are like spoiled, rotten babies that have nuclear weapons. Quite frankly, I'm optimistic, but I'm also scared at the same time. What do you make of all this? I mean, where are we going? How do we stop this? Because they are so afraid that we might get a president who just isn't out to get us.
Well, again, they're going to do everything they can to try to stop it. Go to USA Today, the day after Trump won. The headline read to the words to the effect, a day or two after, that he's going into office with 70-something lawsuits, rather than praising that we have a new president as they did when Obama won or any president wins. It's been constant attacks. As I said to you, we remember, go back. The first thing was they were going to do a recount. Second, they were going to influence the Electoral College. That took up weeks of the media. And it's very important because these messages seep in the minds.
No, I agree they're brainwashing and they're totally against you and they're not giving up. So let me ask you this.
You said the perfect word. It's brainwashing. But I really want to stay on this because it's very important, the brainwashing. When you have a governor of a state, saying what this guy Shumlin said, this is a disgrace as an American that he is speaking like this, along with this other little boy, Welch. Yeah, Welch is the perfect word for him. Yeah, like welching on a bet. Because he's welching on his position as a representative to we the people, and he's a Democratic hack like this other guy. And that's all they are. They're sore losers because Alex.
And they're lying. Let me tell you, they got some big huevos. Days after this Russian hack of power plants is discredited and retracted, they got huevos saying it's still ongoing.
Exactly. So they're lying, and they keep it lying because here's the deal. Trump didn't only beat Clinton. He beat Obama. We talked about this. He beat Obama. They lost the Senate, and they lost the House.
They lost a bunch of governors and 900-plus House seats in the states.
Exactly. So it was a reflection on Obama's legacy. He beat Silicon Valley. They had the best algorithms. They had the best of everything working for Clinton, as WikiLeaks showed us with Jeff Schmidt.
He beat the whole lock of arrogant pieces of trash.
And he also beat Hollywood. He beat the Katzenbergs, the Spielbergs. He beat the Cloonies. He beat the De Niros. He beat the entertainment industry. He beat Beyonce. He beat Jay-Z. He beat the mainstream media. He beat all of them. That's why they're crying like babies and trying to do everything to stop.
And I agree. They may be crazy enough to do anything. That's what I'm saying. Who stops them? Because I know the intelligence agencies aren't perfect. They're against Obama and Hillary. I mean, I hope they understand. I've been told by high-level sources, Gerald. I mean, high-level. Army, CIA, you name it. If they keep pushing, they're going to release damaging information that makes WikiLeaks look tame.
And what they're going to I would also suggest that the people that Trump's brought in, particularly the military people, they've been brought in for a reason. Because they can see what's going on and they anticipated this. I don't know for I have no idea. I'm only looking from the
Well,
outside.
I do, and let me tell you, you're dead on. They are in fortress mode. Trump's looking nice to the public, but they know what's going on. I mean, they're basically at DEF CON 2 right now. This they know, man.
What I want to also do is to let the people know that this is a time for something new. And Trump showed that. And I'm talking now in the business sense. Make it new. I just went through the whole list of everybody that lost. Silicon Valley, Hollywood, the entertainment industry, the music industry, the mainstream media.
He's now saying mainstream, which you, it's like he's listening to you. Now it's reinvent America, home, small things, little things, back to us. That's what he says. Reinvent it from the microscopic level.
Think about the campaign slogan. Make America great again. So start bringing back the again products, whether it's in style, whether it's in fashion, whatever it might be. If you're going and stamp that thing with
it's an attitude. It's a spirit. It's a spirit.
That's exactly it. And stamp it like your products made with pride in America. And again, if you're going to make athletic shoes, you play the Trump card, you call out the Phil Knights for using slave labor to make his products, mark them up so he can become a billionaire and sell them to we the people who have lousy jobs. Play the Trump card. He's showing you what you can do. Make it new. Go.
Gerald, I totally am on board. You're a visionary. What I'm saying is we're 18 days out. They're clearly creating an atmosphere to block Trump, to kill him, to arrest him. I mean, McCain is saying he's a Russian agent. He's calling for war. They are hysterical. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, they're going to try to stop him. It's very obvious. They're doing everything that they can. Again, let's go back to the news. Again, current events form future trends. Tracking trends is a way of seeing where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. Let's go back to how we got here. Right after the election, it's been nonstop. Let's hate Trump. Let's try to get rid of him. He's a disgrace to America. I mean, so you can see where it's going. And now we're going to go up to the inauguration, and it's anything goes.
I agree. Let's come back to it and really break this down because, again, it's this weird feeling of incredible good things are happening, horrible things are happening at the same time. And I look at the globalists and these scum, and like you said, all these inbred nobodies are just given governorships and they came and do anything and they just make up lies all day. I mean, that's what's crazy is I think the elite are stupid enough to really try to cheat Trump. Because, look, for liberty, if they kill Trump or arrest him, we win. I mean, I'm sorry for Trump, but they have no idea what they're even playing with. I mean, this revolution is unstoppable, and if they really try to kill our champion, they just turn him into Obi-Wan Kenobi. we get ready to kick off 2017, it's more important than ever to realize it's the First Amendment that allowed us to defeat the globalist witch, Hillary Clinton. And these enemies of free speech are out there telling us, don't say Merry Christmas. In fact, don't even say holidays. Well, I got news for them. Just because of them doing that, I'm going to extend our Christmas sales right through into 2017. We're talking store-wide free shipping and 50 to 25% off on the nutraceuticals and so much more. So whether it's a Hillary for President 2017 shirt, or whether it's Survival Shield X2 or Super Male Vitality, we've got the biggest sales of 2016 right into 2017 while supplies last. We are selling out of many of these items because this sale is so big and we've extended it, so please take advantage of this. And again, thank you for fighting for the InfoWar and supporting our operation and supporting not just the First Amendment, but free speech worldwide. That's InfoWarsStore.com or go right to the supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
All right. I tend to get a little boisterous here on air. Just analyzing myself during the break, I was thinking, why am I so upset? I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel satisfied. I feel really angry at myself. We're changing the world. We're reaching tens of millions of people a week. I don't care about all that. I care about you. I care about myself. And if I care about myself, it means I care about you. We're all together. And there's so many people, I can't wake up to the fact that collectivism and big government and socialism doesn't work. Look at Venezuela. They're all flooding into neighboring countries and collapsing their economies right now. And just look at how Trump just wants to have fair taxes and low taxes for poor people. That'll immediately raise the economy. I'm not going to go into all the history of that or how Kennedy cut taxes to poor people by 50% and doubled tax receipts the next year. It's so sad to see our free society dying and then to see, you think I get excited when we write an article exposing the Washington Post as lying about the power grid being cut off in the East Coast by the Russians? No, I'm sad that little old Alex Jones and his group of writers are the ones exposing it, and that the big powerful newspapers are lying and governors are lying. It freaks me out. I got kids. I don't want a government that's evil. I don't want a government that's lying all the time. I don't want to fight the government. I'm sick of it. I don't want a government that funds radical jihadists in 11 countries to take over and Obama, you know, and all his weird anti-Americanism. I'm sick of it. I'm on a power trip that I realize that I want freedom. I want justice. I'm a good guy. It doesn't make me feel good about myself that I'm not Obama or Hillary. It scares me. Gerald Celente of Trends Research is our guest, and he's been getting into all this and looking at the facets of it. All I can tell you is I feel guilty that I don't have words, Gerald, to come up with to describe how much peril we're in. And again, they call you fear porn, me fear porn. We've been right all along. We're warning people about what's bad so we avoid it. You know, like when you're going around a mountain curve, it says, hey, big curve coming up, slow down. We're doing that lovingly because we care. We've been proven right. And then this gaggle of crazy people that called us racist and everything else, now we're Russian agents. They just seem committed like kamikazes to trying to stop things. That's why I'm so concerned. What do you think?
Well, you all should be concerned at what they're doing. They'll try to discredit anybody that doesn't put out the message that they want. I'm going to read to you. This is the headline. When I tell you where this comes from, you're going to be shocked. The lying campaign on Russian hacking. On Thursday, U.S. President Barack Obama announced a series of measures targeting Russia, presented as retaliation for alleged cyber attacks carried out by the government of Vladimir Putin. The moves include the expulsion of 35 Russian diplomats and the imposition of economic sanctions against Russian intelligence agencies and officials. The media, led by the New York Times, praised the actions, with the Times declaring in the lead editorial that, quote, there should be no doubt about the correctness of President Obama's decision to retaliate against Russia for hacking American computers and trying to influence the 2016 presidential election, end quote. The U.S. media does not see fit to mention that the government making the accusations against Russia runs the world's largest hacking and cyber espionage program, the aim of which, according to documents released by Edward Snowden, is to collect or hack all data in the world under the slogan, collect it all, exploit it all. It goes on. This is from the World Socialist website.
Well, you know, Rolling Stone did a similar article, something about this Russian story stinks. And they just admit, I mean, they admit it's all fake.
Think about who's doing this. And this is a World Socialist website that could see through the fraud of this government that we have that is destroying the future of we the people. And I really want to make this, we're going into the new year, and I call this a new year of joy and beauty. And I'm telling people, seize the opportunities.
Yeah, let's stop there. Before I let you launch, let's talk about it. That's what I wanted to hear. What was 2016 emblematic? How would you define 2016? The Great Awakening, the death of the media, the birth of nationalism, rebirth, and then how would you define the positive and negative opportunities of the new year we're now in day one of?
Make it new, go for it. Play the Trump card. It's there for you to take. The only thing that's holding you back from the future is yourself. Trump has proved it in every single way. He has shown that you can. He played the election the way he wanted to. He broke all the rules. There There are no rules. These rules are put in place so we the people won't have the freedom to think for ourselves.
They're put in place so we lose.
You got it. So they could control us. Listen, he also killed political correctness. Now that Obama's leaving office, I could finally say again, I could call a spade, and no one will call me racist.
So it's the year political correctness died. It's, in fact, we can't.
You got it. So what I'm saying to people, look at the opportunities that are being presented. We've done a 180 in our economic forecasts when Trump got in. You know how they used to call me gloom and doom on the economy. Now we changed the whole thing.
In fact, when he got elected, you talked about Trump before you. They're panicking, trying to block it, though, raising interest rates. And we know it was artificially low. We were against that. It was only for the insiders. He wants it low now for the people. What do you make of them trying to raise them, admittedly trying to dampen the, quote, Trump euphoria?
They have to raise them at some point, and they're raising them at a time when there's a, and when you saw when they raised them last year, the markets went into panic. This year they raised them with Trump coming in. What do we have, 17 record-breaking days?
And that's a big question, because we know big Wall Street's against Trump, but little Wall Street is actually overall is bigger than big Wall Street. What is Trump euphoria? It's so exciting.
Look what the people he brought in there. If I need negotiations going on in business, bring me a Wilbur Ross, a Mnuchin, or a Tillerson. Because the tariff deals that we have stink. We used to have tariffs in place so they wouldn't be able to do like Nike does and other companies bring in slave labor made goods and sell.
That's right. He brought in three superstars who've always pushed Americana.
Exactly. And these guys are billionaires. They're not doing it for if they do the work of we the people with their business sense, we could not have better people doing it if they do it for us. Because the reality is, since Bill Clinton gave us NAFTA, we've had, 22 years of negative trade deficit.
And that's why globalists are scared, because they know they've had one-sided deals selling off our wealth. They are horrified.
And go back and look what we have now. 98% of all the clothing that we wear is made overseas. And then people say, well, you can't bring manufacturing back. Hey, you ever been to Germany? About 24% of their GDP is manufacturing-based, and there are people that work in those manufacturing plants, and no, they're not all run all by robots. They run, again, almost 25% of the GDP is manufacturing-based. They make what used to be called a living wage in America.
Sure, we should build a world that's pro-human, and that is simple.
It's very simple. You have to put back in place what worked before. This isn't magic.
Well, why do you think they're so... I mean, looking at Trump, they are so panicked.
It's very simple. He destroyed the political system. You can go back. You don't even have to go back that far. You could go back to October 12th, less than a month before the election. The headlines in the paper, Ryan doesn't support Trump. They're fearing they're going to lose. Hillary Clinton soaring in the polls. He didn't care who supported him, who didn't support him. There is no political party. Who cares?
No, you're right. He called their hoax. We called it. We broke the fans. Come back. We're going to break this down. Listen, Trump smelled the whole thing, and it's happening everywhere. And I can't believe the elite still don't get it, Gerald. That's the thing. Even if they kill Trump, I've looked at the tea leaves. I looked at every angle. That makes us bigger. I don't want him to die. But it's like they're so crazy. They don't get what losers they are. They don't get how no matter what path they take, they're done. We'll be back. Stay with us. All across the Western world, MSM is attempting to demonize the language and words we use, saying, don't say Merry Christmas, use holidays. And now they say, don't use holiday. Well, I got some news for them. We're going to continue to use the speech we feel like using, and we're going to exercise the First Amendment in your globalist, tyrannical faces. And that's why I'm extending the Christmas sale this year right through into the start of 2017. Store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and some of the biggest specials of 2016. 16, Super Male Vitality for 30% off. Brain Force Plus, 33% off. Winter Sun, Vitamin D, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Biotrue Selenium, 30% off. 30% off on the Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack with Oxy Powder. That's store-wide free shipping, massive discounts, and 10% off on top of that when you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or go right to the supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants
is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, really, it's just common sense. There's always going to be people that have a thirst to dominate everybody and shut down competition to make people slaves. They don't want to compete. They don't want to have a free society. They want to dominate. That's why we have to cut them down politically. I didn't take any calls today. Tomorrow, I assuredly will, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Four-hour transmission kicks off tomorrow. Second show of 2017. This is our first. I'm glad that Gerald Celente has been here with us. The crew keeps telling me, hey, you got to plug something. It's how we fund everything. We are extending the Christmas sale at least one more day into tomorrow. We've already extended it for like 5-6 days. We are having free shipping store-wide, and everything that hasn't sold out is still on 30 to 50% off. Many of our best-selling InfoWars Life formulas are already sold out at InfoWarsStore.com following our extended Christmas super sale, but some products are still available in a very limited quantities. This is the last chance to stock up on the remaining super high-quality nutraceuticals at sale pricing before we are forced to pull this extended Christmas sale. We've already sold out of DNA Force, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, BioTrue, Selenium, Child Ease, and so many other products. Living Defense is 30% off. Parasite Cleanse. Super Male Vitality, about to sell out, 30% off. Brain Force Plus, 33% off, plus 20% more each bottle. Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, 20% off. Survival Shield X2, the great good halogen, 30% off. Plus store-wide free shipping and 10% off additionally for all those that sign up for auto ship. InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, just spread the links, the videos, the articles. It's changing the world. Gerald, in closing here in the 10 minutes we have left, I have to pinch myself. Getting into talk radio 27 years ago, I never intended to be like one of the main, you know, juggernauts in the fight. It's crazy. I know you got involved politically decades ago. You probably didn't intend to be as prominent as you are. Regardless, it shows us that we're fighting a bunch of scum. If more people got involved, we wouldn't even be in this position of being in a death battle right now. We're starting to get the initiative, I think, but still, it's such a crazy time to be alive. Then I look across the aisle at the globalists and their arrogance and their delusion and their craziness. I know we're going to win. My only concern is they might start a nuclear war, which they're trying to start right now, in a temper tantrum like toddlers to stop humanity moving along in progress. So I just can't express what an epic time we're alive in right now.
Well, it's true. I mean, look what they're doing now with NATO. They're moving more and more troops, the United States, onto the Russian borders. I mean, it's right there in the news if anybody wants to go look at it. But, of course, you don't get it from the mainstream media anymore. And, by the way, one of the things that George Soros said in his rant about Trump was he said that I am confident that democracy will prove resilient in the United States as constitution and institutions, including the Fourth Estate. Now, we should go back to the Constitution and the institutions and democracy, because all the people that he supports, they took it away from us. But anyway, he says, including the Fourth Estate. Well, you see, what Trump doesn't do is he doesn't read the Trends Journal, because it's one of our top trends for 2017. The Fourth Estate is dead. There is no Fourth Estate. The executive branch.
And that's my next question. What are they going to do now that the mainstream media is so dead, so discredited? They want to censor us. How's that going to go?
It's not going to go, because if they don't put us on Google or Facebook, new ones are going to be created. Oh, and by the way, when they try to discredit us, they do everything they can, like Google did to me. You know what happened? They had someone took out a Gerald Celente blog spot. It got like 27 million page views. So what's this person who takes my name out doing? He's making a ton of money off me through Google Ads. So we contact Google saying this is a false site, and they're putting anti-Semitic things up there. They're putting all false information, including real information, discrediting me. We're getting tons of emails saying, how could I do this? I've been a fan of yours for years. I respected you. And now the Gerald Celente blogspot, they see all this ugly stuff I'm putting out. We had several lawyers contact them. They never responded. They refused to do anything. We had to take them to the Second District Court in New York City. It was a federal case. Google defended people putting out fake news about me. They brought their chief.
Oh, I know. That's what they do. They put at the top people that say they're me with all these lies. They'll even edit me together and then put it out with the most outlandish crap. And again, we're in an information war. The good news is Zuckerberg and all their crap at Facebook and Google didn't work. So now I welcome them trying to censor us. That's going to blow up in their face.
Exactly. But it cost me. I had to hire a major firm, Pryor Cashman in New York City, to take him to the Second District Court to get this site down. They refused to take it down. Google was defending fake news. They sent their chief counsel to defend fake news, defaming Gerald.
No, I agree. So what do you make of it blowing up in their face? But the Washington Post.
It's one of our other trends. Silicon Valley's going to become Rust Belt 2.0. They just showed how empty they are, how narrow-minded they are. Hey, guys, you lost the election. Could you get that in your head? You had the best and your so-called brightest of arrogant people and you lost the election. There's going to be Silicon Valley. The other Rust Belts died because they needed their natural resources or their transportation systems. The mine could be anywhere, and it's leaving Silicon Valley. It's going around the world and around the nation.
Let me ask you this. I love California. It's a pretty state, but it's full of socialists and bedwetters, everybody. Doesn't it seem like California is really declining?
Oh, it is. And again, we just saw Hollywood got wiped out by Trump. And Silicon Valley, their two biggest assets, they lost. The Zuckerbergs lost, the Schmidts lost, the Katzenbergs, the Spielbergs, they lost. They lost. So let's call a loser and a spade a spade.
Sure, we're only got 3 minutes left. Look, Merkel stands by migrant policy in New Year's speech as we see a bunch of people killed in Istanbul, formerly Constantinople. Nothing against Muslims, but why is our government funding the most radical Muslims to infiltrate? Then our media tries to cover up when they attack us. What's the point behind the whole Muslim invasion?
The whole thing is, I mean, there's another point to this too. Look at all the people that they've killed with the Libyan war that Obama started.
Sure, they destabilize the Middle East and dump all the refugees on us.
Yeah. I mean, how many would they kill? Over a million people in Iraq? Hey, listen, Alex, suppose a foreign country suppose they don't like Trump, and they say, this guy shouldn't be president, let's go attack the United States of America, and they wipe out everybody that we love and destroy everything that we have. You think we'd become radicalized?
Yes, we would.
So with Trump is, at least he's saying things like, no more of this toppling of governments.
Well, he's common sense. He's like, Russia isn't attacking us. China is. We're going to oppose China. It's like common sense. Like, oh, Russia's being nice. We won't attack you. Oh, China, you want to fight? Well, we'll prepare for that.
And again, you look at him saying he doesn't want to topple other governments. The only way out for all of this, as we see it, is peace.
I agree. Free market innovation working together. Not That's paying it. For $1.5 billion, $1 trillion program for jet fighters that don't work.
Again, all those Bernie Sanders fans of you guys out there, you know, you loved him. He wanted to bring those F-35 useless planes up into the Burlington Airport. But that's what we're saying, and Trump came out against that. Look what he's doing already in reversing the outflow of jobs to other countries. And you said it before, the emotional and the psychological counts. You look at the data. The data doesn't lie. The prostitutes lie. The data is showing small businesses and businesses are up.
Restaurants, small stores. So in closing, let me add, we got 1 minute left. They're trying to block him. Obama admits he's scorched earth blocking it. How do you see this unfolding?
It's going to be a fight right up to Inauguration Day. Once Inauguration Day happens, the whole thing is going to change, and we think it's going to move very positively, and that's why we're telling people to seize the opportunities now.
I know this. If they block Trump or kill him or something, they're going to pay. I mean, I'm not threatening people.
If they kill Trump, we're going to see a civil war. Look, you asked me this many, many months ago, and I said, of course he could be assassinated. If they kill Trump, there'll be a civil war in this country.
And I'm not looking for trouble, but all these people want a big fight. They want to fight with fighters. They're really stupid. I mean, don't you agree? These people want to fight. They're not. They must have never been in one, Gerald.
They're losers. Look what they do. Of course they don't, because real fighters don't want to fight if you don't have to. They're crybaby losers. They make up this stuff about Russia. Again, as I went down the list, Hollywood lost, Silicon Valley lost, the major media lost, they all lost.
That's it. Losers hate Trump. And it's his to lose if he just stands up for what's right. Gerald, let's talk to you soon. It was great to have you as the first guest of 2017. Hard to believe we're in 2017, brother.
Happy New Year and all the best for a great year of joy and beauty.
You bet. As soon as I get out of the office, I'm going to call you about that thing we're talking about.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Great job to the crew. Thanks for coming in on this day. They're trying to start a civil war. They're trying to overthrow Trump. Just pray to God, get on your knees, and also take action. Infowars.com. We love you all.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks,
Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.